Good afternoon, Audio Boom. I hope you're all doing well on this... Well, it's turned out to be a very showery November day here in this part of the world. I'm not a very happy camper about something at the moment, so I'm afraid this is going to be a bit of a rant. I don't normally come on here and rant about things. Once in a while I do. But not to worry, this has nothing whatsoever to do with me, so you will not be getting any of Gwen Tian's woes. This is more of a general rant about something that I find very worrisome. Normally, I would say that I'm very proud to be Canadian. I tend to be fairly patriotic. If I had a place to put a Canada flag on Canada Day, I would. And heck, if I had such a thing, which I do not, I would even proudly wear a maple leaf pin or a t-shirt with a logo on it or something. Just because I do think, in the main, Canada's a pretty darn good country, and I feel very blessed to live here. But I just listened to an incredibly disturbing documentary this morning, which really opened my eyes to something that the Canadian government is complicit in, that I think is absolutely barbaric. And in fact, I was quite shocked when I found out about this. If you want to hear the documentary, you can either go to cbc.ca/thecurrent, or you can also find The Current on Audioboom. So what's happening is this. The Canadian government is deporting criminals to Somalia, which, as many of you may know, is an incredibly dangerous place. Right now, there's a civil war going on there, because Al-Shabaab, which is a group associated with Al-Qaeda, is fighting other militant groups and also killing innocent people. There's a lot of gang violence there. Entire villages have been bombed and torched by these groups of fighting militants. It's just not a safe place to send anyone to, criminal or not. We have a criminal justice system. It should work. It's supposed to work. Why are we not using that? It seems to me there's a huge human rights issue here. Okay, I know these people are criminals, but there's such a thing as prison. We don't need to deport them to a place where they might end up getting killed. You know, the death penalty was banned decades ago. So just to give you an example, this one fellow, Saeed Jama, had racked up a number of convictions in Alberta. He was not even Somali-born. He was born in Saudi Arabia. And the Canadian government, the CBSA, Canadian Border Services Agency, decided that, you know, rather than put him in prison with the Canadian citizens, they would just send him out of the country and get rid of him. And they did this without giving him any paperwork. They didn't give him any identification whatsoever, no passport, not a single form of ID. So basically, legally, he no longer exists. Now, they smuggled him out of the country by disguising him as an airline worker. And he had no recourse. He didn't have the money to hire expensive lawyers. I think he had tried to appeal his convictions or appeal his deportation, and of course with no success. Now, what happened to him, as he was told he was going to Mogadishu. Well, as soon as he reached Somalia, he was taken hostage by a gang of militants. And the person that was supposed to meet him in Mogadishu never heard from him. His family was contacted and told, if you want to see this guy alive, you have to pay us $3,000. Now, the guy's friend was able to haggle them down to $2,000. And his father was able to borrow the money in order to pay these gangsters. Which is a good thing, because apparently they don't like to keep hostages for more than a couple days. It's not worth it to them to feed and house these people, so they just kill them. So, thank God, this Saeed Jama was able to escape with his life. The money was delivered into the gangster's hands, and he was released. And luckily for him, he's now living in Borome and attending a university there. He's turned his life around. Actually, the main reason he went to the university at first was to get some student ID, so he'd actually have a piece of paper telling the Somalian government that he was a real person. But now he's really liking it there, and he's studying IT and doing quite well, apparently. Another guy, now this guy had been a Somalian citizen years and years ago. He was deported back to Somalia, even though the Canadian government knew how dangerous the place was. But he never reached Somalia. The people that were flying his plane dropped him and a friend off in the middle of the Kenyan desert, where they were subsequently attacked by hyenas. This guy's, what was his name? Mohammed Boulay. That was it. Mr. Boulay's friend was killed. And Mr. Boulay was left to fend for himself in the Kenyan bush. Thank God some cattle herders found him. And they took him in, and he finally got to Somalia. He found that his village had been totally decimated by the civil war. But luckily, he found a refugee camp and eventually got a place to live in Mogadishu. A number of other people have been deported. And of course, the public safety minister, Stephen Blaney, will not talk about this, nor will the CBSA. I just think this is criminal in itself. I mean, what on earth has happened to our justice system? The government is sending these people to their deaths, possibly. I mean, it's only by the grace of God that a couple of them managed to escape. That's how I see it, anyway. So I'm just terribly shocked and ashamed that my government is allowing this kind of injustice to take place. I mean, whatever happened to human rights? Like, I know these people are criminals. Some of them were charged with drug possession. Some of them were charged with breaking and entering and robbery and assault and that sort of thing. But the government would never do this to someone that was born in Canada. Never. And I can't believe they deported someone to Somalia who had never even lived there. That's what really gets my goat. So, yeah, I'm just extraordinarily disturbed by this, and I'm not really sure what can be done. I'd sort of like to contact somebody about this, actually, and express my outrage. Anyhow, folks, I just wanted to let you guys know that this is going on. And if my fellow Canadians are with me on this, and if you have any suggestions as to what could be done about it, I would be more than open to hearing about them. And as I said, feel free to go and listen to that documentary for yourselves if you would care to. It's rather graphic, I'll warn you now. But definitely an eye-opener, or an ear-opener, I guess. Anyway, I shall speak to you all later.